Mark's Gospel, chapter 9, beginning with verse 33 in the Common English Bible translation. They entered Capernaum, and when they had come into a house, Jesus asked them, "What were you arguing about during the journey?" They didn't respond, since on the way they had been debating with each other about who was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "Whoever wants to be first must be least of all and the servant of all." Jesus reached for a little child, placed him among the 12, and embraced him. Then he said, "Whoever welcomes one of these children in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me isn't actually welcoming me, but rather the one who sent me." Word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
And please be seated. Friends, it is my joy and honor to introduce to you today our preacher of the morning, Shannon Pollard.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Would you pray with me this morning? Lord, as we come together today in this place of peace and light and love, that we listen to what you share with us, that we move forward with kindness and grace, and that we continue to show those outside of these walls that same kindness and grace. We pray that all of our mothers feel loved today and that our children do as well. We appreciate all of the opportunities that you continue to give to us. And we pray in your name, amen. So today we're going to discuss what it means to be a servant. Matthew chapter 23, verse 11 says, "But he who is the greatest among you shall be your servant." But what does that mean? Well, I don't stand up here and pretend to have all of the answers, because I certainly don't. But as I look out over this congregation today, I see so many servant-hearted people. And to quote our very own Reverend Shelton, "I see those who give of their time, their talents, and their treasure." In today's world, greatness is often associated with recognition. Recognition by the public, being at the top of your profession, and in some ways even clawing your way there and not being kind to others on the way. Being focused only on yourself, how many followers you have on social media, and the elusive blue check mark, which ironically just means you are who you say you are. Are those the things that get you to the kingdom of God? I would argue they are likely not. Now, you may be saying to yourself, "Now, Shannon, it's okay to be focused on productive things in life." And I certainly don't disagree with that. We all work very hard every day to make our lives that we've been given the best they can be. However, it's when we fall into the traps of worldly greatness that those things can cause strife and conflict within the relationships that we have with other people, relationships within our own church. We can then become distracted from what God calls us to do. As Rev Kev shared in our scripture reading today, there are three things that Jesus brought to the disciples' attention that can keep us from being good servants. One of those is arguing about who's the greatest, right? because we all want to be the best in some ways. I can tell you that most children do. I get that often. I want to be first. I want to be the winner. And it isn't always to be. Rejecting those who are not from your group. Maybe because they don't look like you, they don't sound like you, they don't live near you. And looking down on those who may seem unimportant, who are struggling with issues in today's society, who we just simply don't understand. Jesus wants us to focus not only on raising ourselves up, but not just to be recognized. We want to serve others, and we want to do that by serving others' needs. One of the most common ways that we can serve God is showing our love for Him by showing our love for others. Amen? Right. For many of us, this can include love and kindness that we show our children. If you've ever been to a family connection group, you will have often heard me say, parenting can be one of the ultimate acts of service, right? I hear a giggle, but also, yes. So daily, you're doing things for another human being with little recognition, if any. Your job is to help this child make it through to adulthood. And when you start out this journey, you're likely not at your best. Parents are often tired, feeling pressured from outside stressors, work, comparing themselves to other parents. I can say I've done that. That's a tough one. And then not meeting our own unrealistic expectations. It is your job as someone that influences a young person to pour into them. But we do so, again, with little returns at times. Keep going. When your child tests you and voices their displeasure at you, and I'm not going to look at my mother while I say this, keep going. When your child struggles with learning something new and you have done everything in your heart and given your best attempts to show them and it's not met with a favorable end result, you keep going. And when you finally think you've made it to the tipping point, you keep going. Jesus wants us to show our love for Him and our love for others as we keep going. We kneel, we pray, we talk to God, and we ask for guidance. And we do all of this humbly for those who can do nothing for us except love us back. We do things for others and servant-minded because we have prayed, take away these selfish thoughts, Jesus, from me. Take those away from me and let me do your humble work. I believe parenting is similar to what God did for us. God gave us His only begotten Son. Jesus poured into man and gave His life for us. And there was no promise that we would listen, because we all sin, right? We all may sin differently, but we all sin. He had to remind the disciples, as Rev Kev just said, as long as you do things without an agenda, the end result is for a good job done. You don't do it for accolades. You do it because your servant-mindedness continues to have Jesus at the core of what you do. When we have an agenda, we strain, we damage, and we destroy our relationships that we have worked so hard to build. Being great to the kingdom of God means serving others, not raising yourself up. not to be recognized, but by focusing on others' needs. I know this congregation does good works. We do good works by providing hospitality to our church members. We do good works by sending birthday cards out. So on a day that could be lonely for some, they feel loved. We do good works by shaking the hand of a stranger who may walk through those doors, and we say, "Hello, please come in, you're welcome here." All of those simple acts can help people to feel loved. And what greater thing is there? Is money better than love? I would argue it's not. To feel loved and respected and cared for like God has done for all of us in this room today. When we take up the agenda of worldly greatness, we continue to strain those relationships. And I know I keep repeating myself. It's because I want you to hear me say that. Because what we do with little, if any, agenda in life. Jimmy Carter, who is our 39th U.S. president, and is often attributed to doing very good, selfless acts in this world. He was in the Navy. He was an agriculturalist, obviously a politician, a philanthropist, and what I argue is one of the most important, a Sunday school teacher. Now, Mr. Carter was asked once, and this information I received from Habitat.org, "So many people look to you as a model of public service and servant leadership. Tell us where this impulse to serve first originated. Who or what inspires you?" And his answer was simple. "My earliest and most basic service inspirations have come from my Christian faith, encouraged by others who have been dedicated to serving others and learning to those who are served with mutual respect as equals, pouring out of one's life in service to others." I urge you to think of that again, pouring out of one's life in service to others. Take these words today and go and inspire others with your Jesus-centered heart to do good works, be good servants, as shown by your example. And all God's people said, amen.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Shannon. Pretty amazing, isn't it? You know, I'm able to share with a pastor who will be your pastor starting in July that we have four guest preachers that he can tap at any time. Lori Bruin, Stephen Buller, Ellen Lake, and, of course, Shannon, who did an amazing job this morning. So let's give God the glory. That's amazing.